shot creator. You know, they late clock would try to get the ball in my hands, try to get the ball in his hands, or put us in a pick and roll and try to make something happen. And tonight he was the one making the great plays. So we just kept giving him the ball. And, you know, he was being effective. So and when he's playing as well as he did tonight, you got to keep getting it.
Mark, you five games straight against teams that you, quote unquote, should have beaten tonight. Was the first stage that is ahead of you in the standing process. Is there anything, does this prove anything to you guys? Or did you already have kind of the confidence and everything back from those earlier games?
I mean, we still had confidence from the games we won, because even if you're supposed to win, you still have to go out there and win. You know, I'm guessing we were predicted to win the first two games that we played in the league too, and we didn't take care of business. Those five games, and especially this game, were huge for us confidence-wise, but this kind of shows that we really have improved. You know, we're not the same team that had the highs and lows earlier in the year, in November and December. And we're better defensively, and that's kind of what we hang our hat on. And obviously, I made some shots tonight. James Michael was outstanding on the offensive end. You know, we just did enough to hang on.
When do you think you guys did turn that corner defensively? Because clearly you have stepped that up. Was there a point where you kind of felt like we're getting this now, or it's working for us now?
I don't know if it started at the beginning of our win streak, but it was at some point, you know, maybe two or three games into it, that we kind of found our groove defensively. We knew that what we take from the scouting report and apply it to the game, we can be really tough because we have length, we have athleticism, we have shot blockers. So, you know, we've taken that to heart and decided that since we're not the best offensive team in the world, we're just going to hang our hat on defense, and it's paid off for us.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but what took so long getting to that point? Is it just the natural process? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we got some young guys. You know, we play a lot of freshmen and sophomores. That might have something to do with it. If I knew, you know, I would have tried to correct it early in the year. But I understand, you know, it's like, why wouldn't you just try to apply that at the beginning of the year? But I just think we've grown up a little bit and understood after those couple really tough losses early, you know, they were kind of devastating for us. So we knew we had to make a change, otherwise our season would have been not the way it is right now.
What would this week be like for you? Four games in 8 days. I mean, do you do anything differently just to kind of keep your legs fresh, or, you know, try to pace yourself?
I won't be doing much outside of, you know, being on the basketball court. You know, when it comes to time like the rest of today, just relax. You know, maybe come back in and get in the cold tub and just try to recover, because I've had my fatigue set in the second half today, especially. Probably should have, you know, gave the tired signal or something, but everyone else is going through the same things. The ACC schedule is a grind, and with this postponement or shifting of the new game, it just makes it even more difficult. But like Coach always says, we're young. We can handle it, I guess.
What did you think on that three-pointer that Patterson got up that could have tied the game? You were the closest to him.
Yeah, I was a little late on the contest because we were in our zone defense out of bounds. But I don't know, after he got it off, he's a good shooter, so I was just hoping we'd get a Dean Dome type of bounce for us. And then they got a couple more opportunities, but I was just thankful that, you know, we were able to get away with it.
What was it like going from preparing for Duke, which is more up and down, to Pitt, which is one of the slowest teams in the ACC in the nation?
It was tough because, you know, like, Duke wouldn't have any problem running with us, and we were preparing so much for their, you know, outside attack. And then Pitt isn't a team that relies on three-point shooting very much at all. You know, they're really patient on offense. They try to work it inside and work the ball through Patterson. So it was more tough to, like, calm down from being excited for the Duke game than it was, you know, just to switch the X's and O's philosophy type stuff. So I would just say it was hard to emotionally, like, channel your energy for Pitt rather than, you know, thinking about the big rivalry game. But I guess we did that pretty well.
Is it going to be hard this week to go from Florida State to Duke again and kind of channel it again for Duke?
No, I mean, it can't. If you're not going to get excited for one of the biggest rivals in college basketball, then, you know, you probably shouldn't be playing. But we know we have a big challenge ahead. You know, going on the road to Tallahassee, it's a tough place to play. So we're excited about that, and then we can focus on Duke.
Who broke the news? Who broke the news to you on Wednesday that it wasn't going down, that you weren't?
Coach Williams did. I was actually heading back to my dorm to take my pregame nap, and they called me back, and It was tough. We all were really excited. We knew that we had a chance to get a lot of students in there because a lot of people would be able to make it to the game and, you know, have a crazy, you know, once-in-a-lifetime type of environment. But, you know, we'll play them on Thursday.
You said early in this game that you probably should have given the tired signal and come out. Why didn't you? Why'd you keep going?
When you're in the game, you know, as a competitor, you don't even think about that until you realize you're too tired. But I still, no matter how talented I am, I'm the point guard. I can't be careless with the ball like I was. But I should have got, probably should have got a rest early before that 8 minute media timeout. But I mean, that's on me to communicate with coach a little bit better.
And you had 38 minutes in the game. How do you feel about that now?
Hey, we won. I'm happy about that. I've played heavy minutes for a lot of this year, so I'm pretty used to it. But there are still some stretches where, you know, I probably need to communicate with coach better about maybe getting a quick rest right before a media timeout, or, you know, using the 30-second timeout just so I'm not out there playing fatigued.